Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net, have to excuse my voice. I came down with a cold. One of the guys at work had a cold and stayed at work the whole time and, of course, spread his germs around, so now I have it. I haven't had a cold in probably at least a year, and guess what? Saturday, I had the emergency coordinators meeting with the National Weather Service yesterday morning. They went over kind of the winter, which we pretty much figured we were quite a bit below normal for snowfall, at least in our area, so that was pretty much it. Talked about the severe weather from last year in 24 to what we had there. There was we were down on the average as well. I think there was 118 severe storm events, and normally it's up around 140, 150, so we were down quite a bit for last year in severe weather, but this year we've got to jump on the game. We've already had two severe weather events, one on the 30th that's spawned a whole bunch of severe weather, and I didn't catch whether they said it was for Southwest Michigan for just the White Lake office or for the entire state, but the average for tornadoes in Michigan is 15. So far in two events, we've already had 16 tornadoes in Michigan, and most of them came during that March 30th event. They were all short-lived, EF1, zeros and ones, but we are already above the average for the entire year in two events, so that's saying a lot so far. We've had quite a bit going on already, so we're not even really into the severe weather part of the year at this point, so we'll have to keep an eye out to what the rest of the year brings for us in that. Saturday afternoon, we had a family dinner, really, for a whole bunch of us out at Texas Roadhouse. For my granddaughter, it was her birthday. She wanted to go out there for her birthday, so we had 22 of us that went out for dinner. So they did well to accommodate us. They put us in one section. We were all at different tables, but at four different tables, we got everybody in, booths and tables and that, and had a good time. So they did very well with that many people. And I was surprised at 4 o'clock how packed the place was. So Saturday afternoon, Texas Roadhouse is not a good time to go at 4 o'clock, I guess. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control for the 73 round. Back over to you, Dave, KC, YVF.
Well, Ron, I know storm-wise, we have Southwest Michigan's been pretty bad. Up locally here, the water is down about 18 inches. Our yacht club usually has a six-foot entrance. It's down to 4 feet. They're going to have to dredge again. And there's a gentleman I know up in Caseville, and he has no water in his dock. So we could use some rain. KC8 VOA, Rick, good evening. Stand by, NAKPR.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Yes, the winter snows make up a lot of water in the water table. And that makes a difference, especially when I used to be working there for the cathodic protection. When the ground would be dried out, then you wouldn't have the cathodic protection, but you wouldn't have the corrosion either, but you still had to maintain the cathodic protection standards. For me this week, not a whole lot on the radio front. I ended up having to repair my vehicle this week. It got to the point where you put it in park and it would say shift to park, and you could turn the engine off, but you couldn't turn the rest of the accessories and stuff off. And matter of fact, it wouldn't even let you lock it up. So I got frustrated with that. There's a switch, micro switch in there that needed replaced, but you buy it by the assembly, it's about $200-some for the part. And it's like, no, I'm not spending that kind of money on that. So I got it out and tried adjusting the switch. That didn't do any good. And then pulled the switch back out, and I found out it was not making contact every time the switch was depressed. And so I sprayed some deoxid in it and worked the switch over and over and over, and it started working. So that may have bought me a little bit of time. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCVOA.
Rick, it sounds like it's straight in time, unfortunately. Before we get to NAKPR, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come now with your call sign and your name.